Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss the origins and a brief history of the Washington football franchise, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, including a birthday tribute to the legendary wide receiver, Randy Moss. This and more coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And here we sit, the day of the big game in 2022. Super Bowl 56 will be played in just a few hours from now. And we are excited to see what the results will be above the Los Angeles Rams and the Cincinnati Bengals going to tangle here with the, two great quarterbacks, some great defensive players, some great running, and some awesome wide receivers in this game. And we don't know what the result's going to be, but we know there's going to be some history being made. So a year from now, we'll be able to talk about this February 13th, including Super Bowl 56. But for today, let's talk about what we do know that's happened in history. And we're going to start off back in February 13th, 1937. The Boston Redskins receive approval from the National Football League from their move to Washington, District of Columbia from Boston to share baseball's Griffith Stadium with the Washington Senators of the Major League's American League. Now, the franchise started out in Boston as the Braves in 1932. In a July 5th, 1933 Boston Globe article, franchise owner George Marshall announced publicly that he was changing the team's nickname to Redskins to avoid confusion with the Boston Braves American League Baseball team. Marshall, interestingly enough, credited the name selection on his council with claimed Native American head coach Lone Star Dietz, as well as several players from Native American descent on the 1933 squad. It's speculated, though, that the motivation to change the moniker went further than this after financially devastating and poorly attended attendance in the season prior in 1932, and Marshall really abandoned the Braves' name in favor of the Redskins to try and find financial stability to his club. According to a piece on the Sports Team History website, the team also moved their field to Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox baseball team, to further distance themselves from the Boston Braves and possibly rally fan support for the professional football team. After five frustrating seasons and poor support from the community and press, Marshall asked permission to leave the team for the nation's capital. After the league's offices approved the franchise, it thrived in D.C., winning multiple championships as they played as the Washington Redskins from 1937 to 2019. In 2020, out of respect for degrading connotation of the Redskins' name with Native Americans, the franchise was referred to as the Washington Football Team for the 2020 and 2021 seasons. And all association by name and symbolism with the word Redskin was dropped. And we know just recently here in the last few weeks, Washington has named themselves the Commanders. So going forward in the 2022 season and beyond, they will be the Washington Commanders with a very similar color scheme that they had in years past. And they've added a few because they have three different uniforms that they presented as that they may be wearing here in seasons to come. February 13th, 2005, Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. At the 2004 season's NFL Pro Bowl, the AFC team of All-Stars knocked off the NFC squad by the final score of 38-27. Legendary quarterback Peyton Manning, then with the Indianapolis Colts, was voted as the game's most valuable player. All right, let's keep the history going here. Let's talk about some birthdays of Hall of Famers of both the collegiate and the professional levels of football. February 13th, 1933. Poplar Bluff, Missouri. The great Southeast Missouri State tackle, Kenneth Dement, was born. Kenneth played for Southeast Missouri in the seasons of 1951 through 1954, and he was a two-way tackle. Then NFF tells us how his teammates claimed that he roamed the field making tackles like a linebacker from his down position. Kenneth Dement received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. And the New York Giants drafted Dement, but he joined the Marines instead of playing pro and ended up graduating from Quantico to become a captain in the Marine Corps. We hats off to him and all the rest of our veterans that have kept us safe and our freedom safe here in the States. February 13th, 1972, Englewood, New Jersey. Reuben Brown, the big offensive tackle from Pittsburgh, arrived in this life. Originally a defensive tackle, his coaches taught him the ways of an offensive tackle as a freshman, and by the time his senior year rolled around, Reuben was a first-team All-American per the National Football Foundation. Brown also received honors as the Washington District of Columbia Downtown Athletic Club's National Outstanding Lineman for 1994. The National Football Foundation selected Reuben Brown for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2015. Reuben was a 1995 NFL draft pick by the Buffalo Bills, and he spent 11 seasons in the NFL with the Bills and also with the Chicago Bears. He was a 9-time Pro Bowl selection and was elected to the Bills' 50th anniversary team in 2009. He was also a member of the 2006 Bears team that appeared in Super Bowl 41. February 13th, 1977, Rand, West Virginia. The lanky speedster of a wide receiver from Marshall University, Randy Moss, is born. Moss was a first-round pick by the Minnesota Vikings in the 1998 NFL draft. And as a rookie, he caught 69 passes for 1,313 yards and led the NFL with 17 touchdowns per the Pro Football Hall of Fame's website. In 2003, he had his best year ever when he hauled in 111 catches for 1,632 yards. He later moved on to play with the Patriots, and all he did was set an NFL record with 23 touchdown receptions in 2007 when teamed up with the great Tom Brady. He earned All-Pro honors 4 times and went to 6 Pro Bowls as he retired with 156 total TDs and 15,292 receiving yards. Randy Moss was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the year 2018. And boy, that's just some great, quite the capper of having an outstanding Hall of Famer like Randy Moss have it be celebrating a birthday along with, Reuben Brown and, Kenneth Dement and, all the great information we had in our football history headlines for today. But we do this each and every day. So make sure you join us. If you like, what you hear, hit your subscribe button or like button and you will, be having our podcast downloaded into where you get your podcast. Your favorite podcast provider will make it available to you each and every day. If you want to, we have a link on the show notes of this. There's an email subscription. Click on there. We'll send you our daily newsletter blast each and every day. You'll know everything is coming out on Pigskin Dispatch. Our other website and podcast, the Sports Jersey Dispatch. You'll know everything that's happening there in a day. Also, our friends at Sports History Network that we're associated with, you will know all the new postings that are happening there as well as some of our other friends that have some things going on with the games of football and great sports history themselves. Also, we're greatly associated, indeed, with Oz Davis in our audio drama, Orville Mulligan, sports writer. You'll know when those release as well. Do us a favor, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you'd give us a great 5-star rating, we'd greatly appreciate it. It would definitely help the podcast and maybe put a few kind words into the reviews. That would be greatly appreciated too. And, like we said, we appreciate you coming here and listening to us, and we hope you'll do it each and every day. And also join us on the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast or on our website, pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's 4th and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.